The Giant Under the Snow by John Gordon.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
1. The Hand. A cold, wet day in December, the worst kind of day for the Backlands. The clouds were so low they seemed to trail their mists in the treetops, and already at 3:30 it was dark within the forest. Jonquil Winters left the trees and started across the heath. Fools! Even Bill Smith, pelting pine cones like little kids. She was glad to leave them behind. The rain had held off for a while, but now the first drops of a new shower pattered into the fern fronds. That would send them running for the bus. Too neat, was she? What was it that girl called her? Never mind. Never mind. The shoes, the inappropriate shoes, she clenched her teeth as she thought of Miss Stevens's face as she said it, were wet, inside and out. The pointed toe of one of them was scratched. Right. She opened her coat. Let the rest of her get wet. New coat, best jeans, everything. A copse, well clear of all the other trees, stood out on the open heath. She would walk there and back in her own time, and nothing would stop her. She shook her long hair clear of her coat collar and held her face up to the rain. The bus that had brought the school party to the Backlands was hidden in the forest behind her. Its horn sounded. Time to return. Jonquil concentrated on the copse. It was neat and circular, like a little temple.